John Pence is on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line, former senior advisor to the Trump-Pence presidential campaign, chairman of Frontline Government Relations, and we should note he is the nephew of the former vice president. John, good morning. The Senate's Votorama continues. They're still working through this massive budget bill. Where's your confidence right now in this legislation?
I'm feeling pretty good. Good morning. I think this Votorama tactic is sort of like the Senate's psychological warfare and the Democrats' obstruction agenda. But, you know, the American people expect President Trump to deliver here. And I expect to see this bill pass within the next couple hours here in the Senate and make its way to the House.
What exactly are they delivering? Everybody knows the term now, big, beautiful bill. I doubt many people know exactly what it is.
Right. That's a good question. So this is a pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker bill. It starts with extending the tax cuts from the 2017 Trump administration. If this bill does not pass, those tax cuts will sunset, and it will be a huge tax increase on American businesses, workers, families alike. It's also about supporting the men and women on the border with increased funding for border security and delivering on President Trump's promise to make America safe again. Those are just some of the things in the bill. And I think it's, you know, and it will be a promise that President Trump can keep if Congress gets it done and passes this bill.
John, this would do a lot when it comes to the Biden era clean energy subsidies. Potentially putting some taxes on new solar and wind projects. And there seems to be some competing factions of people here who say, one, you know, all right, I get we don't want to force everybody to transfer over to electric cars or anything like that. We want to move away from that. On the other hand, you have people like Elon Musk who are pointing out that, okay, natural gas, nuclear, that's great. But you're not going to be able to ramp that up fast enough to deal with the energy demand that things like AI and, well, everything else need right now. What is the future of some of these clean energy programs, and will it hamper our ability to produce?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Something that is up for debate right now in the Senate is to what extent the Inflation Reduction Act green energy tax credits should be extended, sunset, or continued. I think the affordable energy agenda that President Trump is pushing for is the right one. It's, you know, all of the above. It's opening up, like, for example, the Secretary of Energy was in West Virginia last week talking about opening up coal while China continues to make a new coal plant every week. We're shutting ours down. And we need to have the amount of electricity to meet this demand that's forthcoming. And thank God we have President Trump back in the White House at this moment to evaluate what makes sense, but what also keeps energy affordable.
One of the other issues here of many is giving Medicaid costs to states. How realistic is that?
I think that's another question for debate. You've seen like Senator Hawley from Missouri, for example, raise concerns about the impact on rural Medicare and Medicaid. I think some of that narrative is very far-fetched, like the Democrats' talking point that 16 million people are going to be off health care as a result of this bill. And as Minority Leader Schumer said, you know, we're all going to a lot of people are going to essentially die because of that. There's a lot of hyperbole and political rhetoric happening as this bill moves forward. But let's step back and think about this is an opportunity for the Republicans to deliver on their campaign promises that President Trump was sent back to the White House to deliver on. And that's why I'm calling on Republicans to unify and get it done this week for the American people and for President Trump.
John Pence is the chairman of the Frontline Government Relations, former senior advisor for the Trump-Pence presidential campaign.